previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
7:45. Right, for the last couple of days, all that we've been seeing is these notifications popping up on Telegram. Lee Duhu has joined Telegram. Charlton Tobias has joined Telegram. People worried about WhatsApp. What is up with WhatsApp?
You have all these aunties like, no, you must move over. You must leave WhatsApp. You must move over to Telegram. But not many people are exactly sure what the content entails. They're a bit confused.
Mm. Major exodus. Yeah. The 2021 new 21st century exodus to Telegram.
Yeah. So just to get some clarity on this, there are so many theories going around. You've seen videos on social media. And often social media can give us the incorrect information as well. So we have on the line Emma Sadlier. She's the social media law expert and specialist, which we've had on the show before. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, team. How are you doing?
Well, how are you?
Wow, very much in lockdown here in Joburg with the craziness that's going on, which is giving me lots of time to read all these crazy conspiracy theories about what WhatsApp's doing with our content.
Well, let's start from the very beginning. Just a couple of days ago, there was an article that started going around, which started speaking of the 8th of February. If you do not agree to these terms and conditions on the 8th of February, you will not be able to use WhatsApp anymore.
And that's true.
Yes.
So basically what happened, Wayne, is that we all got a pop-up. And if you haven't got it yet, you'll get it in the next couple of days, which basically says that WhatsApp's updating its terms of service and privacy policy, and you have until the 8th of February to agree. And if you don't, then you have to stop using WhatsApp, right? And people were like, how can they force us? But the truth is, that's nothing new. We've been told by every app we've ever downloaded that we have to agree to their terms before we can use their service. And that's the same with all the apps that we get these pop-ups saying we updated our terms of service, and they all have the same disclaimer. That is, that if you don't agree to these apps, you have these new terms, you have to stop using the platform. So that in itself is not unusual. I think that often in these updates in the past, people don't even notice when they press agree. You know, nobody actually reads the terms and conditions.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of noise about what WhatsApp is actually doing. And I think it's a good thing. You know, I think people are starting to think a lot more about their privacy. I think a lot of people have watched this documentary on Netflix, which was so popular, called The Social Dilemma. If you haven't watched it and you have access to Netflix, you should certainly watch it. And basically starting to understand the monetization of social media, over $800 billion. How are they able to make all this money? So I think people are starting to understand now, finally, that when you get things for free, it's your information that you're paying with, even if you're not paying with money, and that when you get something for free, you're the product.
Emma, you mentioned you had posted a video, a 7-minute video, just kind of, summarizing your views on the matter. And you mentioned increased data sharing between the various entities, really for better cohesiveness. And now you're speaking of money. But what happens if most people do, in fact, leave WhatsApp for apps like Signal or Telegram? Does that not then defeat the purpose? Would they not ultimately lose money in that instance?
Absolutely. And I think Facebook shares has taken a bit of a hit because people are leaving the platform in droves. And I think that, you know, that's something that Facebook is going to have to, they have to kind of toe the line between being able to make money out of people and also not taking it so far that people become disillusioned with the service and decide to leave the platform. So for me, we're still on the side of I'm still going to use the platform because if it was a question that the messages weren't encrypted, that anybody could read my messages, then I would be a whole lot more nervous. But basically what this new update says is that they'll be able to do things like see what time you use the platform, how long you use it for, who you're speaking to. They will have access to your contact list, which is something that's probably been the most controversial. They'll have access to what kind of device you use. That helps them enable to build a profile, a better profile, which will allow them to advertise to you on the other platforms. So, for example, on Facebook and Instagram. So if you're speaking to somebody all the time on WhatsApp, they'll come up as a friend suggestion on Facebook. It's that kind of information sharing. What's not going to happen is that Mark Zuckerberg and his cronies and the big brothers at Facebook are going to be able to read our messages. And I think that's what freaked people out quite a lot, was that suddenly Facebook would be able to access all of our content. But the end-to-end encryption basically means that when my message leaves my phone, even if it is hacked, even if it is intercepted, even if it is read by somebody at Facebook, it just looks like complete nonsense, you know, just a series of numbers and symbols and letters. And the only person who has the key to decrypt, unencrypt that message is the person to whom I sent it. So the end-to-end encryption should give people quite a lot of comfort. But there's no question. If you've got major privacy concerns, then you shouldn't be using any of these platforms. I think what made me giggle a little bit is people saying on Facebook, I'm not going to use WhatsApp anymore. Because Facebook takes way, way more information than WhatsApp ever could, because you tell Facebook so much more. So if you're going to take the approach that you're going to leave WhatsApp, then you must leave all of Facebook's properties. You know, you shouldn't be on Instagram, you shouldn't be using Facebook, you shouldn't be using WhatsApp. And then there are platforms that do take your privacy more seriously, particularly Signal. The only thing that Signal takes is your contact number. And so if you are, you know, if you've become a super worried privacy person, then you don't do any kind of really online living, because whatever you do online has privacy risks. Then I would say, yeah, get off WhatsApp and go on to Signal. But otherwise, if you've taken the approach that you understand how these companies work, you understand what information you're giving them, then I say carry on using WhatsApp. Just use it more carefully.
Emma, besides knowing our habits and who our networks are, does WhatsApp have access to our financial information?
No. So this is an interesting question, and it's something that's really been misconstrued in the media and on social media. But basically, there is this thing called WhatsApp Pay, which is available in some countries, in particular in India, which allows you to pay. You know how you can like send e-wallet or send money from your banking app? Basically, WhatsApp in some countries has allowed you to send money using the app, using WhatsApp. So you literally send a message, and WhatsApp has all of your banking information, and they are able to process that payment for you. If that is the case, if you've used WhatsApp Pay, then they will have access to your financial information. But seeing as WhatsApp Pay is not available in South Africa, and it's not clear if it will ever become available in South Africa, that is not a concern for South African users. But certainly, yes, if you have lived in a country that has WhatsApp Pay, there are very few of them, but if you have and you've used that service, then Facebook, which owns WhatsApp, will have access to your financial information.
So, in essence, what you're doing is you are agreeing to WhatsApp that you are sharing more information on the other platforms, and this includes Instagram, which Facebook owns, and then also Facebook. You mentioned in your video as well that you are a user of Telegram.
Yeah. Telegram's great, you know, and people, I think, are only just discovering Telegram in the last couple of weeks, but I've been using it for years, and it's got great functionality, Wayne. It's like you can have much bigger groups, which is great. You can have secret chats. I was speaking to some investigative journalist friends, and they say that whenever they're speaking to their criminal confidential sources, they have to use platforms like Telegram and Signal because they sort of allow these more secret chats. But you know, Telegram itself is going to have to be monetized as well. Signal is a non-profit company, and it survives on people making donations. So it's unlikely that we'll see the commercialization of Signal. But Telegram has said that they're going to have to commercialize the platform, and it looks like they'll do that by having in-app advertising, which means these groups, because you can have these super groups of up to 5,000 people on Telegram, it looks like you'll be getting advertising on those groups in the not-so-distant future. So, you know, I think a lot of the sentiment is better the devil you know. You know, Facebook has been around for a long time, and they've been forced to be quite transparent. To be honest, guys, I think that a lot of what they've said in their updates, they've been doing anyway for quite a long time. They just have to be a bit more transparent about it now because of growing concerns around privacy and data protection regulation. I think that a lot of people gave them this permission without even knowing about it years ago, and they've been happily using this information. But I think it's all really a question of they're being forced to keep their house in better order. You know, we saw it with Trump's suspension from Facebook, suspension from Twitter. You know, it's almost like a bit of a last-ditch attempt by these companies before the new administration comes in, because Kamala and Harris have really been talking about how there is a need for regulation of big tech, and talking about forcing Facebook to break up. You know, that Facebook has got too big, even though they got all the regulatory approvals when Facebook merged with WhatsApp and Instagram, or when they bought WhatsApp and Instagram. There is talk that they're going to force them to kind of unbundle those assets so that they become separate companies again, and also trying to force them to take much better control over what's actually on their platforms, all the fake news, the violence, the propaganda, the terrorism. And they seem, to be honest, pretty negligent about keeping their own house in order. And I think what we're seeing is a sort of a big and last-ditch attempt by these companies to clean up their own house, to avoid government taking big steps to introduce legislation to keep them in order.
All right, so just to wrap up, Emma, what you're saying is all the hype over the last couple of days is unfounded.
Mostly unfounded. Yeah. You know, I don't want to say people shouldn't be thinking about these things, because the more we think about our privacy, the more we can look after our privacy. And that's a good thing, because if we're not looking after our privacy, we don't have any of it left.
Absolutely.
So think about privacy. Think about what you're giving WhatsApp. Are you updating your status? If you're sharing your location with WhatsApp, then they will have access to your location. So that's not something that's forced. You can go into your settings and turn off your location. You can really start being in a lot more control of how you use these platforms. I also highly recommend everybody put two-factor authentication on all of their apps. So that's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It basically means, and on WhatsApp, if anyone tries to hack into your account, they can't do that without a code that is messaged to you, almost like a one-time PIN. So that's a very good step in guarding against any potential hacking, which is something we should all be doing.
Absolutely. Emma Sadler, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us this morning. Social media law specialist, you have yourself a great day and stay safe.
All the best to you guys.
Cheers, Emma. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.